Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour. The Utah High School Activities Association is considering banning many international students from playing varsity sports.
If this proposal were to pass, any international student on an F1 visa would no longer be allowed to play varsity sports for any Utah high school starting next year. KSL podcast host Amy Donaldson says this comes in response to allegations of some schools recruiting international students to play on their sports teams, which is against UHSAA rules. In a KSL investigation, several students came forward saying they were given scholarships to play sports. Students on J2 visas would not be affected since they normally have little say in where they attend school. We have more information on KSLNewsRadio.com. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
New BYU basketball head coach Kevin Young is receiving rave reviews from some big figures in the NBA, including Young's current boss, Frank Vogel.
He was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. They are beyond lucky to have him.
Current Utah Jazz CEO Danny Ainge says he's already well acquainted with the name of Kevin Young.
Wow, that's a really good get for BYU. I tried to hire Kevin about 10 years ago. He was a guy that we interviewed last year for the head coaching job here and was incredibly impressive.
Young is the NBA's top paid assistant coach, and CBS Sports reports he could be getting a 7-year contract worth $30 million. BYU has scheduled a news conference for 7 tonight to introduce Young as their new head basketball coach. The Salt Lake City Council spent time last night going over a newly passed bill to help fund a new sports and entertainment district downtown. This is likely where the state's new NHL hockey team would call home. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
This concerns an application from Smith Entertainment Group to create a Capital City Revitalization Zone that would center on development around the Delta Center. The application is a requirement of legislation passed by state lawmakers and signed by Governor Spencer Cox. Salt Lake attorney Katie Lewis briefed council members and outlined the timeline for potential development with a sales tax increase of 0.5% citywide to help fund the project. The council agreed to some key dates of action, May 7th for a follow-up, followed by a public hearing on May 21st and a possible council vote July 2nd to approve the agreement. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
For kids who aren't interested in physical sport to earn a scholarship to college, that there is some hope. A spokeswoman for the Utah High School Activities Association, Jan Whitaker, tells Dave and Dujanovic, esports or gaming is now a sanctioned activity for high school students.
There's a lot of people that don't understand how big esports is now. I mean, it's in all of our colleges, our universities. There's scholarships given to this. It's just really kind of exploding.
Whitaker says esports gives a large number of kids the opportunity to participate on a team for their school who may not have had that opportunity before. KSL's top national stories. Former Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter is banned for life from the NBA. The NBA says Porter gave confidential information to bettors and would limit his own playing time to impact the outcome of bets on his performance in the Raptors game against the Sacramento Kings. Porter hasn't played since the NBA began investigating him on March 25th. Other national stories KSL is following. Alaska Airlines is explaining why all their flights were grounded for about an hour this morning. Company says that they were performing an upgrade to the system that calculates weight and balance. As a precaution, they requested the ground stop for all Alaska and Horizon flights. The flights have since been released, but you can expect residual delays throughout the day. Boeing is being discussed in two separate hearings related to the airplane manufacturer's safety record. In one hearing, Boeing's safety culture is called into question, and in another, a whistleblower tells the Senate Homeland Security Committee that there are major manufacturing flaws in the 787 and 770 models. Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, told the panel he witnessed shortcuts in construction that could lead to those jets breaking apart.
I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting.
Boeing has dismissed his claim, saying the issues raised have been corrected. It's 900 feet that will cost the state $12 million. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on the S-Line expansion.
The S-Line streetcar line is growing. The 10-year-old line that connects Sugar House with the main tracks line at 2100 South will soon be extended east to Highland Drive. That will add one more stop to the line. Marcus Bennett, UTA project manager, says the extension will accommodate people who are moving into the many new apartments in the area below Sugar House Park.
And people are excited to live in this area and use the S-Line.
Ridership is currently estimated at about 1,000 riders per day, which compares well with ridership on the main tracks lines. Construction will start later this summer and wrap up by early 2026. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. It's nice and quiet on the Valley freeways, but we do have an accident 2100 South at West Temple. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Make a plan and practice the plan. For your family.
Utah's news station is where Utah turns to make sure that you and your families are safe.
The Great Utah Shakeout, Thursday on KSL News Radio.
Sometimes owning a small business means making big upgrades. Make them happen with a small business equipment loan from Cypress Credit Union. For a limited time, get a rate discount of 0.50% APR and make the most of affordable credit union rates. Let Cypress help you purchase or upgrade your commercial equipment today. Apply online at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PIE or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PIE Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
What makes you so different than the rest of us?
We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Tell me more.
Our investment counselors focus on service over sales, prioritizing clients' needs.
How do you make money?
We don't sell any commission-based products. We have a simple management fee based on the value of our clients' portfolio. So we do better when our clients do better.
What about client portfolios?
We get to know each client, their finances, family, health, lifestyle, and more. And then we tailor a portfolio based on their specific goals and needs.
Your clients really come first then, huh?
Yes, we make them a top priority. Our goal is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Wow, maybe we are different.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Are you ready for the security implications of Microsoft Copilot? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit, April 25th. Register today at webcheckSecurity.com. That's webcheckSecurity.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story this hour. Flights with Alaska Airlines will be delayed today after a problem with a system update led to all flights being grounded this morning. The grounding has since been lifted. KSL News Time, 1208. Utah senators are speaking out about the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Senator Mike Lee has been pressuring Senate leadership to take up a trial against Secretary Mayorkas for weeks.
Senate Democrats want to avoid even examining the evidence presented against Mayorkas. We should not be going about business as usual.
Senator Mitt Romney has also sparred with Mayorkas for years.
We have the secretary responsible for securing our border and our immigration system who doesn't recognize these charts as being a problem.
But he's changed his stance on the impeachment issue. 2 weeks ago, Romney was against a trial and called Mayorkas, quote, the wrong target. But yesterday he told Politico he wants at least some debate in a committee or the entire Senate. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
A lot of money is rolling in for the Senate candidates vying for the seat currently held by Mitt Romney. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
In this highly competitive race, filings from the Federal Election Commission indicate big bucks are going out, but even more is rolling in.
What's very clear is we're seeing some big money come in.
Brad Wilson has $4.8 million in his account. Jason Walton, $2.8 million. John Curtis, $2.8. Brent Hatch at $1.2 million.
Jason Perry, director of the University of Utah's Hinckley Institute of Politics, says getting your name out there is everything for these Senate candidates. A few have even loaned their campaigns money, like in the case of Brad Wilson, who loaned $2.8 million. Perry says these numbers are higher than we've seen in normal election years, especially even before the state party conventions, which happen on April 27th. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Good afternoon, Ricky. What's happening?
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a nice and quiet drive on the Valley freeways. But Salt Lake City PD, they are wrapping up a crash with injuries at 2100 South and West Temple. It may already be cleared. I don't have a clear shot on the traffic cameras. Also in the final cleanup stages, an accident on Wilmington Avenue. That's just to the side of 4th East at about 2200 South. And possible trouble in traffic. A report of an issue affecting traffic at 9th West and 2300 South. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a dry, cool front that'll brush through the northern half today. Partly cloudy skies, highs in the low 60s, and a light breeze out of the northwest. 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny, rises to 66 on Friday. Saturday, we're back to 70s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 55 degrees. Coming up on Utah's New News, international students may soon be banned from participating in Utah's high school varsity sports. We'll talk about it with our KSL podcast team, who has been covering this situation closely. That's next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I lock up my Old Spice Fiji aluminum-free dry spray to keep that 24/7 lasting freshness safe for myself. Fresh coconuts, palm trees in the wind. It's like catching waves in Fiji. Actually, I just talked myself into a refreshing spritz of Fiji. My Old Spice is missing! No!
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Up to a 30% upfront bonus and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
3 days only. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Save thousands on hot tubs and swim spas. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Hot tubs discounted 40 to 80% to the lowest possible price. Starting at $29.99. Free professional delivery. Take possession tomorrow, next week, next month, or next season. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center Sandy. Shop over a dozen models of swim spas from 11 feet to over 19 feet. Swim spas offer low impact exercise, active family fun, unsurpassed relaxation, and instant installation in one day. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Everything must go. Free parking, free admission. You can't afford to miss this. It's a major manufacturer's liquidation of hundreds of in-stock spas. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Hot Tub and Swim Spa Sale. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1215. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the S-Line streetcar in Sugar House will soon be expanded to terminate at Highland Drive, giving access to hundreds of people who live in new apartment buildings in the area. I'm KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
Second, BYU will hold a news conference tonight at 7 to introduce its new head coach, Kevin Young. So far, the Phoenix Suns assistant coach has been getting a lot of positive reactions from BYU fans and staff. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Valley Freeway traffic in good shape, but construction causing slowdowns again today as traffic gets reduced down to a lane of travel. This is as you're going southbound Bangor Highway into Riverton, approaching 134th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A dry, cool front could kick up the winds today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, a bit of sunshine, 55 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers have been sworn in to take up articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the migrant crisis. House managers delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate yesterday. Now it looks like it may go nowhere fast.
Republicans want to hold a full trial, but top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says no way.
To validate this gross abuse by the House would be a grave mistake.
Republicans argue Alejandro Mayorkas has failed to enforce the immigration laws, but Democrats dispute that and say he's committed no crime. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In Arizona, state Democrats trying again to repeal the Civil War-era abortion law that the state Supreme Court ruled could be enforced earlier this month. The 1864 law bans nearly all abortions. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze says Democrats will need the help of Republicans in the state to get it repealed.
Arizona is one of 21 states to forbid or severely restrict access to an abortion since the end of Roe v. Wade. The issue will likely be put directly to voters in November. Arizona's among up to 14 states expected to include an abortion measure on the ballot, and we are told that activists on both sides of the debate will hold rallies here today.
Israel's prime minister and his war cabinet have not decided yet how to respond to the Iranian drone and missile attack last weekend. The U.S. is urging restraint, so is European allies, meeting with Israel's leader today.
The foreign ministers of the U.K. and Germany here in Jerusalem urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to show restraint in his response to Iran's first ever direct strike on Israel. Israeli leaders making it clear they will act against Iran, but the target and timing still under discussion. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Israel Defense Forces say Iranian proxy Hezbollah carried out an attack in northern Israel today, injuring 14 IDF soldiers and four others. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The Utah High School Activities Association is considering banning many international students from playing varsity sports. Joining me now live is KSL Podcast Executive Producer Amy Donaldson, who has been following this developing story. Amy, thanks for being with us. Oh, but it appears that I have lost her. We will reestablish with Amy and get to her in just a moment.
It's going to be here before you know it.
Here comes the summer, like a wave of change.
Soda Weight Loss wants to help you look amazing in your swimsuit and shorts, but you got to get started right now at SodaWeightLoss.com. No time? Try Soda's at-home program with all the support you need online.
I didn't realize how unhealthy I was. When you start losing the weight, even that first 5 pounds, this enormous amount of confidence starts to build in you. You start to realize, like, oh, this is possible for me.
That's Lauren, and she's let go of 35 pounds with Soda. With their help, I let go of 37 pounds, and I've kept it off for over 2 years now. That's because Soda works. It's absolutely changed my life. Soda helps you break food addictions and get healthy for the rest of your life. It's why they have more than 8,700 Google reviews and countless before and after pictures and videos of people living the results every single day. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. That's SOTA weightloss.com.
Let's go back to our KSL in-depth. The Utah High School Activities Association is considering banning many international students from playing varsity sports. Joining us now live is KSL Podcast Executive Producer Amy Donaldson, who's been following the story. And Amy, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So explain this latest development.
So basically what they are responding to is some complaints from coaches, but then also some investigation into the number of student athletes who are playing here on what's an F1 visa. So an F1 visa is usually people pay more for that. They go to private schools or they choose the school they attend, and they usually are picking the family they live with. There are other visas that, you know, come through like a foreign exchange student program, and those students do not get to choose where they go or who their host family is. And so they're just trying to get at this problem that has kind of been growing over the last 5 or 6 years.
So is it a problem? Is it really a thing? People are recruiting international students at the high school level?
Absolutely. It is an issue. And I think there are a number of issues. I think people are worried about competitive balance. But, you know, there is an argument that you are giving these international students an opportunity. Why would you want to be, you know, exclusive about that? But I've talked to local players who, you know, as they recruit 2 or 3 new international students, they lose their starting spot. These are programs that they've invested, you know, in since they were kids. So there are a lot of competing interests. But I think the other thing that has concerned me as I've been looking into it is, who is looking out for the international students who come here? Who's making sure that they're in an appropriate host family house, that they're being taken care of, and that they're getting what they are promised?
So, Amy, what happens next?
So the this proposal that we wrote about today, it will probably be tweaked. It has to go through the executive committee again, and then it'll go back to the schools, and all the member schools will vote on whether or not they want to institute this rule.
Amy, appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is KSL Podcast Executive Producer Amy Donaldson. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Sorry to keep you waiting, Ricky.
No, it's all good. We are looking at a nice and quiet drive up and down the I-15 corridor in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways all clear. No accidents, no delays. Construction causing the usual slowdowns due to lane restrictions. Southbound Bangor in Riverton as you're near 134th South. Now, we've had some surface street issues. One in the final cleanup stages, 2100 South and West Temple. Another also in the clearing stages at 4th East Wilmington Avenue. That's about 2200 South. Murdoch Hyundai, home of Tucson SEL. Lease for only $375. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast goes from 60s to 80s. How about partly cloudy skies with a high of 60 today, 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny. Here comes the warm-up, 66 on Friday, partly cloudy, mostly sunny, and 71 on your Saturday. Sunday, we're up to 73, sunny skies. A couple of clouds possible on Monday, 75. We top out on Tuesday, 80 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, 56 degrees. Quick check of the markets. Looks like the NASDAQ is having some issues today, down by more than 120 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next. 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No. We tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured, so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Discover the best of senior living at Trio Orem and Trio South Ogden. Today's older adults aren't wrapping up their life's journey. They're seeking a new one. And Trio Independent Living is here to help them do just that. With a smart, modern, and connected lifestyle, residents cultivate relationships and maximize independence through signature programs like Prime Fit Wellness that bring living well and well-being to life. Welcome to the new age of senior living. Schedule your visit at leisurecare.com/Utah today.
Utah's strong winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see. Your roof might need repair. Don't wait for a disaster. Call the Masters at Master Roofing for an honest inspection at 801-383-0072. Specializing in small repairs, Master Roofing handles everything from patching holes to full roof replacements. Schedule your free assessment at MasterRoofingUtah.com.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at EscapeFromGermany.com.
KSL News Time 1225. A 30-year study is taking a close look at burnout culture in the workforce. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
Working late and volatile hours can lead to depression and a host of other health problems, according to a study by an NYU social studies professor. The study also found the working issues also cause sleep problems, which snowballed into diseases like diabetes and obesity. Jamaica Shires of PATH Behavioral Health in Salt Lake says the findings are similar to what they've seen.
Like, we've definitely noticed a burnout rate, especially amongst our adults that come in.
Shires says they counseled their clients to learn self-care and take advantage of work-from-home and telehealth opportunities. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, student loans are following people from graduation to death. The new report says borrowers are being forced to pause major life events like buying a house, cars, moving out, or getting married. One in three U.S. students currently enrolled in post-high school education said that they considered dropping out in the last 6 months. 31% said it's because of the cost. Alaska Airlines is being hit with a lawsuit for trying to acquire Hawaiian Airlines. This comes after JetBlue and Spirit received a lot of criticism for trying to merge back in 2022. The lawsuit argues the merger would lead to higher prices, layoffs, and fewer flights. Boeing's ongoing quality issues have cost United Airlines $200 million. The major airline took a hit in the first quarter of the year after that door plug blew out of an Alaska Airlines flight. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by just one little point, sitting at 37,800. S&P, it's down by 18. The NASDAQ, it's down by 122 points.
Before Payson High comes down,
there is a time to every purpose under heaven.
The balloons and crepe paper go up one last time.
There is a time to dance.
Kevin Bacon returns to Payson High School. Dave and Debbie are live for Bacon to Payson, Friday at 9 on KSL News Radio.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a kind of a quiet drive in progress for your noon hour. No problems on the Valley freeways. That includes I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. The one accident we had with injuries has been cleared at West Temple and 2100 South. We do have some of the usual slowdowns. It's only going to take 5 minutes, maybe. This is on Bangor Highway southbound. Due to construction, you're approaching 134th South, but overall, a good drive in progress. Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns this weekend to the Mountain America Expo Center. Great deals on guns, ammo, and accessories, plus buy, sell, or trade at the show. This is the big one. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
There's a shallow, dry, cool front that'll brush through the state today. We'll go partly cloudy skies, maybe a mountain shower, highs in the low 60s, and a little light breeze. 61 tomorrow, mostly sunny, rises to 66, partly cloudy Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 55 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's new news with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. There's a chance we'll soon be able to call the Great Salt Lake healthy again for the first time in more than a decade.
The last time the Great Salt Lake was in its healthy range was in the spring of 2013. Currently, the lake is only a foot and a half shy of that level, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service is predicting the lake has a chance of making up that ground by the end of spring runoff. The lake could be healthy again, not even 2 years since hitting its lowest level in recorded history.
It's just fantastic news.
But the work is not over. Utah Department of Natural Resources Executive Director Joel Ferry tells me the lake drops a bit every summer. We could also use more water to cover more of that exposed lake bed. And Ferry says while we're not dealing with a drought now, he thinks we will have to face one again in the coming years.
Everybody in Utah's got to continue to do their part to conserve, to be smart about how we use water.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of millions of gallons of water are being sent down into the Great Salt Lake. Scott Paxman with the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District tells KSL-TV, we can't take that runoff for granted.
Hopefully our customers know that even on good years, we really want to be more efficient with our water use.
Reservoirs across the Weber Basin are about 75% full. Only a fraction of Utah women who fall victim to sexual assault will report it to law enforcement. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is live at the Capitol asking advocacy groups how we can do better. Eric?
Maria, that stat from the DA's office says out of 100 Utah women who are assaulted, an average of 88 of them won't report it. Here at the Capitol, the Utah Coalition Against Sexual Assault gave awards to key advocacy groups who have gone above and beyond for victims. Erin Anderson, a CAPSA sexual assault caseworker, what comes to mind when I gave her that statistic?
I think a lot of it has to do with fears, and that's various types of fears. Sometimes that's fear of the criminal justice system and not understanding how it works, or maybe you do understand how it works and that's what's scary.
Anderson said the same can be said when it comes to victims knowing their assailant. She urges those who know someone or themselves who are scared to come forward to do so, and pointed out that now more than ever, there are resources in every region of Utah. Reporting live from the state capitol, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Louisiana rapper Youngboy Never Broke Again has been arrested by the Cache County Sheriff's Office on 6 charges, including possession of a dangerous weapon and a pattern of unlawful activity. Police records show no bail was set. The rapper's relocation to Utah came as part of a courtroom deal for a 2021 charge. In an interview with Billboard last year, he said he planned to become a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and would stay out of trouble living in Utah. Provo police are trying to find the driver of a car that was caught on video crashing into two other cars near 130 East and 5th North in Provo a week and a half ago. Crash was caught on video and shared with KSL. You can see a white car enter a parking lot where it goes airborne, first standing on its front bumper before spinning around and then landing on two parked cars. Provo police say the driver took off when police tried to pull them over before the crash. Now you can find the video and more information about the suspect, who is still at large, at kslnewsradio.com. Homeowners in Saratoga Springs are trying to figure out why a burglar stuck around someone's home in the middle of the night. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams reports.
The discovery came the next day here when the homeowner went back to review his security cameras over a noise he thought he heard in the middle of the night. Jake Loser says he couldn't believe what he watched. Multiple security cameras captured the stranger's visit, which was anything but quick.
The stranger stuck around Loser's home and RV pad for nearly half an hour before breaking into a nearby car. KSL's top national stories. The impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is underway. Democrats who lead the Senate are trying to dismiss the articles. Here's Senator Chuck Schumer on the floor of the Senate.
Madam President, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and is therefore unconstitutional.
House Republicans impeached Mayorkas, claiming he failed to enact laws they say would curb the influx of migrants at the southern border. But Democrats say Mayorkas committed no impeachable offenses. Other national stories KSL is following. Arizona is front and center today in the latest abortion battle. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Lawmakers at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix are set to vote on repealing a Civil War era ban from 1864 that outlaws abortions in the state except to save the life of the mother. Last week, the state Supreme Court upheld the ban. Then Democrats immediately tried to repeal the law but were blocked by Republicans. Today, a new vote to repeal the law, but Democrats need every vote, including two Republicans, to join them in both chambers of the state legislature. Arizona is one of 21 states to forbid or severely restrict abortion since the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
With 99 days left, Paris now has a countdown clock installed below the Eiffel Tower. As the Paris Olympics draw closer, visitors can be spotted wandering along the riverbank, taking photos in front of the clock. The games kick off on July 26th. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
It is quiet out there. If you're on the Valley freeways, you're good to go. No problems. But construction is causing some unusual slowing this afternoon on southbound Bangor at 134th South in Riverton. You can get through. It's just going to take you a couple of extra minutes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Hey guys, do you know your T-Level? Revive Men's Health here in Salt Lake City is helping you take that first step toward better health and enhanced intimacy with a free testosterone level test, exam, and consultation. Plus, for this month only, qualified patients can kickstart their treatment with a free supply of ED medication. Revive's customized ED treatments can provide immediate results, restore blood flow naturally, and even bring spontaneity back into your love life. With both in-person and telemedicine appointments available, plus free shipping directly to you, Revive takes the hassle out of treating low T and ED. Having an optimal testosterone level can change your whole life, and it starts with knowing your T-level. Take that first step and book your free testosterone test, free exam, and free consultation, and kickstart your treatment with a free supply of ED medication this month only. Call Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City at 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or visit RevivedMen'sHealth.com.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit AnyHourServices.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, rapper Youngboy Never Broke Again has been arrested in Utah. The Cache County Sheriff's Office has taken the rapper, who said he wanted to become a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, into custody for weapons charges and a pattern of unlawful activity. KSL News Time, 12:38. The cost of daycare in Utah is rising faster than inflation. But KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera says those new numbers don't tell the entire story.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says year over year, the state's daycare cost is up 4.4%, with the nation's inflation rate sitting at 3.48%. But the reality is, childcare providers face the same problems many educators do: lower wages slowly trying to catch up. The data also says childcare workers' average salary is $33,000 a year.
There continues to be this lack of kind of knowledge and understanding regarding the benefits of early childcare education.
That was Sarah Robotham, a childcare center director, who said, like many she works with, the passion for childhood development outweighs the industry's progress when it comes to compensation. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Fast food workers are getting the credit for helping rescue a four-year-old boy who is both homeless and abused. Employees at the restaurant in Taylorsville called police Tuesday to report the four-year-old appeared malnourished and asked the staff for help. Emergency responders took him and a six-month-old sibling to the hospital to be checked out. Police arrested a man dating the children's mother and booked him into jail. Melatonin companies are under fire after the number of children-related ER visits have skyrocketed over the last few years.
The leading trade association for dietary supplements, known as the Council for Responsible Nutrition, is giving the melatonin industry 2 years to add child-deterrent packaging and improved cautionary labels. This comes after a CDC report that more than 11,000 children visited the ER in recent years after accidentally ingesting it. Dr. Chuck Pruitt with the University of Utah Health and Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital says the hormone can be extremely dangerous.
It affects the brain differently in high concentrations, and it can cause significant sedation in children.
Pruitt recommends avoiding the supplement altogether if you can, especially the gummy kind that children can mistake as snacks. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's going on, Ricky?
We do have a new accident. It's at the bottom of the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 600 North. And it does look like, I'm not sure there's traffic getting around it. Even though it's supposed to be to the right shoulder, there are a lot of people out walking around. And also a tow truck is trying to get to the scene as well. It's not a huge accident, but it does involve a double hauler, a tanker, and a vehicle. So just watch for more emergency crews arriving at the scene. Right now, it's not causing any major delays. In fact, the main flow of I-15 still in really good shape. The best kept secret is this is the pass. It's a pass for fun for everyone. Now through April 30th, save $20 off every annual pass level. 362 days of fun. Visit thisisthepass.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Normal high this time of year is 62. We'll go 60 this afternoon with partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 37 jumps up to 61 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny skies, rising even more on Friday, 66, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 55 degrees downtown, coming up on Utah's New News. The race for Mitt Romney's Senate seat is getting heated and expensive. We'll talk about it with Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson. That's coming up, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now
Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Sometimes owning a small business means making big upgrades. Make them happen with a small business equipment loan from Cypress Credit Union. For a limited time, get a rate discount of 0.50% APR and make the most of affordable credit union rates. Let Cypress help you purchase or upgrade your commercial equipment today. Apply online at cypresscu.com.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Common Spirit Health has expert orthopedic care that gets you back at it and back to your best. Find skilled orthopedic physicians at Common Spirit locations who specialize in general orthopedics and repair of hips, knees, shoulders, and hands, so you can return to running races or chasing the grandkids. Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Orthopedic care with human kindness is here. Visit mountain.commonspirit.org.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
in the coming months, there's a chance we could call the Great Salt Lake healthy again for the first time in over a decade. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, very few Utah women who are sexually assaulted reported to law enforcement. That's why community advocates are shedding light on the issue of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We do have an accident in Salt Lake. It's on the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 6 North at the bottom of the ramp. We also have construction delays in Riverton, southbound on Bangor Highway between 126th and 134th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low 60s today and tomorrow, then a significant warm-up. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 55 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Senate taking up the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans are calling for a full trial. Senate leader Chuck Schumer moving to dismiss the first charge, calling it unconstitutional for not meeting the high crimes and misdemeanors threshold for impeachment. ABC's Jay O'Brien says a trial would put all other business in the Senate on hold.
The Senate floor can't act on anything until it does something about these articles of impeachment. So they can't take up, for instance, FISA reauthorization, which was contentiously passed by the House last week, which needs to be done. FISA is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and a section of it needs to be reauthorized.
A system glitched today, causing a temporary ground delay for Alaska Airlines. Flights have resumed, but there's a backlog of delays. And severe storms moving across the Midwest following 24 reported tornadoes yesterday. The threat still continuing. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The race to fill the Senate seat that Mitt Romney is vacating is getting heated and expensive ahead of the state's party conventions on April 27th. Filings from the Federal Election Commission show an above-normal amount is being spent on the Senate campaigns this election cycle. Joining me now live to talk about it is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson. And my goodness, what's happening with this race has become pretty contentious.
It has. This is kind of what I refer to as silly season. You're about a week out from a convention or a primary, and that's when campaigns get desperate. It's also when these political action committees or super PACs really get revved up, and that's when a lot of the mudslinging, a lot of the negative attack ads begin to appear.
And where all the money is coming from.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of that money is going through there. It's an interesting thing there. We are definitely spending more in this particular Senate cycle than we have historically. But if you look at Utah compared to other places around the country, this is maybe one of the cheapest Senate seats in the country. Oh, there are Senate races that will go. Senate race in Georgia will go over $100 million this cycle. And so there is a lot of money, especially in places like North Carolina, Georgia, some of those Pennsylvania will be a huge, huge number. So while these are big by Utah standards, nationally they're not nearly as big.
Okay, so what do you expect to see ahead of the state's party convention?
Well, I think we're going to continue to see from these super PACs a lot of these negative ads rolling out. And the one thing that I think we have to look at as voters, especially coming down the stretch, it is silly season, so people are just throwing stuff up against the wall. I'm sure you'll hear things that, you know, so-and-so is going to ban chocolate ice cream and someone else hates puppies and, you know, someone's going to outlaw Wednesdays. And so all of those things are going to come. And so first, if you hear something that sounds like it doesn't quite add up, it probably doesn't add up. And so that's the first thing is when you see these kinds of attack ads or you get them on your computer screen or in your mail, the first thing is just to step back and say, wait a minute, that doesn't sound quite right. It's probably because it's not quite right. I think the other thing we have to do is reward good behavior, not bad behavior. So if you get an email that's all hyperbole and pejoratives about your opponent, don't donate to that group because they're not being part of the solution. They're just trying to win a campaign as opposed to actually lead in the Senate race. I think one of the things that we could actually do to fix a lot of this, currently with the super PAC, the campaigns or the candidates cannot communicate with them. And that's a good thing in one way. It's a bad thing in that the candidates can then just say,
the
not
PAC
my fault.
That.
It's
I
their
didn't
fault.
Do it.
I wouldn't approve it, you know. So there's sort of this disconnect. So
right.
My solution, it would take an act of Congress, would be to tie the super PAC to the candidate. Then the candidate would have to be 100% accountable for every message, for all the hyperbole, for all the attacks. You'd have to own it. And I think that would change the nature.
Okay, you work on that act.
I'll work
Congress.
On that. All right.
Thanks,
I'm on
Boyd.
It, Maria.
And Boyd will have much more coming up on Inside Sources beginning at 1. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check that trouble spot. Here's Ricky Mies.
And I do think officers have blocked off the exit ramp from northbound I-15 at 6 North. I can't really see in the traffic camera, but there's no traffic coming to try to get around this crash. And they're also holding back some traffic on 6 North in order to get this double oil tanker pulled out of traffic and out of the way. So at northbound I-15 at the 6 North off ramp, they're going to start letting traffic get by anytime now. What remains of the crash is over to the right at the bottom of the ramp, and they'll soon let traffic go on 6 North to get around this. Now, that's the only crash and problem that we've had, but we do have delays. And this is in Riverton, southbound Bangor Highway, due to construction work making for weird lane restrictions and lane shifts as you go from 126 South around that curve past 134th South. The UACPA supports certified public accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development. Find a CPA that works for you. UACPA.org. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast has a 20-degree warm-up over a 7-day span. How about today? Bottom of the hill, 60 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 61. We jump 5 degrees, 66 on Friday, partly cloudy skies. We're back to the low 70s Saturday and Sunday, mid-70s. How about a high of 75 by Monday? And then Tuesday, 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 55 degrees. We're going to check your money news coming up next here on KSL News Radio. So how are you feeling about the impending arrival of shorts and swimsuit season? If you aren't happy with the way you look and you want to slim down for summer, then you need to hear about the program that I've been following. Because if you act now, you still have time to look and feel better before summer. With the help of Salt Lake City Fat Loss, I've lost 25 pounds in 60 days, and I'm now convinced that it's the secret to jumpstarting your weight loss. There are no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan, which strategically combines foods to help you burn all that stored fat that you're carrying around. For a limited time, Salt Lake City Fat Loss is also offering a $200 discount when you call and mention Maria sent you. All you need to do is go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. I've lost 25 pounds. That's more than 4 inches off my waist alone. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com, slcfatloss.com.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI or go to PIinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a secure retirement plan without market risk? Look no further. Lyle Boss, president of Boss Financial, specializes in no market risk retirement strategies with guarantees of principal, guaranteed growth, and lifelong income. Join Lyle right here each Saturday and Sunday for his Safe Money Radio Show, and call him now at 855-355-SAFE for your complimentary customized Safe Money information kit and Safe Money book. Nothing but upside here at 855-355-SAFE.
With interest rates coming back down, I bet the real estate market will pick back up in 2024. We're already seeing that, Tim.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter how the market is doing when you have the right team. So if you're looking to sell your house, now you want to downsize or you need more space, you need the Stern team.
The Stern team has taught us, you know, I can think of a handful of things that I would worry about if I was buying or selling, but there are 100 details that are involved in selling a home, and they have lots of people that are handling every detail so nothing falls through the cracks.
And they have so many different options. I mean, I worked with Cammie there at the Stern team, and she was awesome. But if you need an instant cash offer, you can do that. If you need to buy before you sell, you can do that. They have flexible fees.
They also have people that they represent that are looking to buy a home, so maybe they can make that perfect connection within the Stern team.
So don't put off selling your house or buying a house because you think the market isn't just right. The market is right with the Stern team.
Go online to sternteam.com or just Google the Stern team.
Josh loves springtime in Utah, but he hates to paint, so he called Rhino Shield.
We have a cedar-sided home at the edge of the woods, painted like 1980s beige, and we wanted something that was more of a mid-century and modern look. We were driving around and we saw a sign in somebody's yard and said, Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
Gave Rhino Shield a call, and in fact, they were fantastic with the arrangement on schedule. The 25-year guarantee was important to us. This is our forever home, and we want to make sure that whatever we're doing is going to last a long time.
Utah, you can have the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
I'd say if you're thinking about Rhino Shield, just do it. It's been 2 years now, and it still looks like the day it went on.
This offer is limited, so call 435-246-4466, 435-246-4466, or rhinoshieldwest.com.
Go Rhino Shield!
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Watch Utah's money. The Dow up by 13 points, sitting at 37,811. S&P up by 18, or excuse me, down by 18. The NASDAQ down by 126 points.